Welcome back to the Bruins basketball show. Johnny Gamet and Coach Tony Miller, and we've got Stone Champion with us, sophomore on the team this year, and one of those guys who kind of last year came in with a certain expectation that was quickly flipped on itself, I'm sure. But Stone, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about those expectations. So you came in with a big group of freshmen who were going to join the team and who were going to, you know, be role players for the team, with a team that was one possession away from a national championship. And then in a matter of a week and a half or 2 weeks, you go from that to really having to be a key contributor all day, every day. So just talk about your expectations coming in, and then how that changed very early on in the season for you.
Yeah, for sure. I think, so that summer, I was talking to Coach Yu on the phone, and he was just quite honestly really brutally honest with me. He said, Stone, I'm not expecting you to play a lot. Don't expect to play a lot. I actually was coming in as a red shirt, and that was my mindset. I knew I had to work hard for it, because I knew this team last year, as you said, they were going to be in a national championship, one bucket away from winning the whole thing. And I knew I had my work cut out for me. And when I got here, I wasn't going to let that hold me back. I was going to keep pushing hard, because I knew, Coach said, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And the unexpected happened, and we lost a lot of guys. And I think that really grew me a lot, especially coming in, not really expecting to play a lot, and then just giving a lot of minutes. And it really pushed me to be a better player in college, because learning from guys like Chapman, I was there when he went down, and me and him, like the month or two before the season, we was like getting up at 5 a.m. just working hard, getting shots up, and then next thing you know, he's gone. And so just my mindset for the whole first semester was like, you know what, to be honest, I started letting it get to my head a little bit. And towards the end there, I thought I kind of deserved it, when the reality was, I had to keep working. And I think that's a big lesson that I learned.
I think Stone is one of those players that we've talked about before, where you come in with expectations and year one like punches you in the face. There were some other things that punched you in the face.
I was going to say, that's a quite literal metaphor.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. But, like, you experienced a lot of things in that first year, and it's almost like we can tell you that, but until you experience that and go through that, then it kind of shapes you into who you are. I really feel like Stone's going to have a really big year this next year and take a next step in being a contributor. But when you came in, we talked a little bit about those expectations. But like, tell us, like, what do you think when you're a freshman? Because you're not the last one that's going to be like this, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You have expectations when you come in, having played before, whether that's being a star in high school or like you see the team and you're like, I can really help this team. And when you come in and what it actually looks like to contribute, this lessons that you actually learn that turn you into, like, they become yours, part of your story.
Yes, sir.
And that turns you into who you are right now.
Yes, sir.
Like, talk a little bit about some of those things.
So second semester, after I kind of got injured a little bit, it really was a check to my manhood. I really had to see how bad I wanted this. I kind of came in with really thinking that, this level of basketball is, I can do this. It's not, I've played nationally, internationally, with some of the best players, in the whole continent. And that was a really gut check for me, because I realized, these guys are really good too. And it really, really, was a big reality check for me. And it humbled me. But I think, in the bigger picture, it really grew me, because I realized, I do want this now more than ever. I went through a lot second semester. I had a lot of heartbreak second semester, but it turned me into someone who realizes that basketball is not going to be here forever. And I think, guys like Chapman and Nate know that. And so you really have to put your priorities together and realize, okay, I only got like 4 years of this. I'm going to give it the best I got, and then I'm going to leave God to the rest.
As you guys, one of the things that we've talked about on previous episodes about last season for the men's team was how close you guys became, and that happens when you battle adversity together, when you go through the ups and downs of the season. And so talk a little bit about that, how you had to come in. And again, in second semester in particular, you really became part of the key rotation of players that was consistently getting in. I think you started a couple games and those kinds of things as well. But of having to go from that and then off the court, being able to bond with those guys, understanding that, you know, every day you're in the trenches with these guys.
Yes, sir. I think guys, as I said, guys like John and Daniel, Jazz, those guys off the court really, really motivated us spiritually and really kept us together as a group and as a unit. And especially the leadership from Nate and Chapman. I mean, those guys, you know, they had all the right to be upset, but they weren't. And we looked at them, and they really held us together as a group. Guys like Jason, the man's always positive. Nothing's ever going to let him down. You know, especially, like, first semester, we're playing against some guys who were in March Madness, for crying out loud, top 25 teams in the country, and we're getting, you know, blown out. But no matter what happened to us, what we faced, these guys are always positive. And I think that just was contagious and really just spread the team.
Talking about the process, let's talk about this summer. What have you been working on? What are we going to see out of you this coming year?
I think this year I've really been working on my explosiveness. And it's really all around my game, because I think last year I don't want to be in a position, you know, to get hurt again. I want my body to be ready. And so I've really been pushing in the weight room, off the court, really working on my legs. And honestly, though, more importantly, I've been focusing on my spiritual life. Because I think if your mind's not in the right mindset, then, you know, nothing else is going to follow. God can't bless someone who's not fully His. So I've been really focusing on that in the office, and I really just can't wait to get out there. I can't wait to kind of almost in a sense prove myself again. And I'm ready.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Stone and the boys taking the court later on for the 2019 season. It's really hard to believe that, 19-20. But thanks for listening to the Bruins Basketball Show. And Stone, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Yes, sir.
Be sure to hit that subscribe button to keep up with the Bruins basketball team this year. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BJUBruinsMBB. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Bruins Basketball Show.